Hello and welcome to CamaroZ28.com podcast number 20.
Number 20?
Number 20.
It's hard to believe it's been that long.
I know. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And this is being recorded on January 19th, 2006.
I still can't believe it's been 20 weeks.
Yeah, can you believe it's been since, September 6th, 2005, since we've been doing this?
Wow.
Almost 6 months.
Who knew?
I know. I
never thought we'd stick to it. But it's picked up a lot of steam.
Oh, man. Just last night alone, we had like 70 people subscribe to our iTunes feed. That's awesome.
Just last night. Well, people are definitely getting the word about it. And that's good because we have fun doing it. We want to keep doing it.
Yeah.
You want to recap what we've covered in the past 20 episodes?
Yeah, let's do that.
We started, like you said, back on September 6th, and we talked about some of the cars we owned and gave everybody some insight about us. And then moved on to some things like, the event there in Bowling Green. We talked about that a little bit.
The Camaro Firebird reunion.
Uh-huh. And which we hope to go to again later this year.
Right.
Had a special guest in here. Nick at Victory Racing came in and gave some cool tech tips, because otherwise we just leave that to the board for the experts.
Right.
And then, of course, we had the drunken party at SEMA, where he had some more special guests.
Oh, that was fun. That's when we did the podcast over Skype.
Yeah.
That turned out pretty good.
For what it's worth, me having the speakerphone on my cell phone and calling into the number, but...
Yeah, we'll do that again sometime.
Yeah, definitely. We should do another on-location type thing, and hopefully I won't be quite as blotto then as what I was then. Talked a little bit about my event, the Michigan GM event, and the event date has been confirmed for this year. It's going to be in October, M11.
Wow.
And, of course, we can't forget about the whole bumper nuts debacle and how that started from a joke into...
Bumper nuts.
Into Christmas gifts.
Yeah, look on my wall.
Yep, there they are, hanging in homage to the podcast. And then, that led into the leaking of the concept pictures.
Oh, yeah, when I was on vacation.
Yeah.
How can I forget that?
It was kind of... that kind of put a spark under everybody's butt to...
Yep.
Everybody got excited over that.
Yeah.
And, well, look what it gave us, though.
Yeah.
Before the concept came out, though, we had some contests. What was it, the video contest?
Oh, the video contest.
Yep, because we had our video server at videos.camaroz28.com, which has been kind of rolling along pretty good. There's some cool
sure
videos
has.
In there.
I've been approving more and more videos every morning.
Yeah, that's cool. I like to see what's new. Everybody's got something different to upload.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a Zeno contest.
Yep.
Gave away some Zeno, and hopefully the prize winner has received their Zeno pack by now.
Excellent.
And we can't forget about the great server migration.
Oh, that whole debacle.
That was a nightmare, but I'm glad we worked through that.
Thank God, because God knows we've needed it lately.
Yeah, with the way the site's been chugging along, man, it's like somebody lit
it
on
having
fire.
We're having a month that's beyond awesome.
Well, it's unprecedented. I mean, I look at the stats
and it's our biggest month ever.
Yeah, it's awesome. And then, of course, the big unveiling of the concept, which is, we're still in the wake of that. I think since they unveiled that car, it's been nonstop. And what's it won? 3 or 4 awards?
Right. I was just reading the Detroit Free Press today that the Free Press gave it Best in Show today.
Auto Week gave it Best in Show.
Yep.
The Challenger got Best Concept.
Right.
But not Best in Show.
Right.
Eat it, Dodge Boys.
Yeah, that's going to be going on till this Sunday.
Yeah,
at the Detroit Auto Show, and then it's going to move on to the other shows around the country.
Yeah, and we've got a thread in the 5th Gen Camaro section that's stuck to the top with some tentative dates for where the concept is going to be.
Yep.
So if you can't make it to the Detroit Auto Show to see this incredible car, you'll have your chance. Hopefully it will be coming to a show near you sometime this year, and that list is being updated as often as possible.
Right.
And then just recently we had that interview with Scott Settlemyer.
Yeah, that one went over pretty big, and I think it's been one of our biggest podcast episodes. I mean, that one's getting downloaded quite a bit.
Is it?
Quite a bit.
That's cool. That's cool.
It's getting even downloaded more than the video.
The intro video that
video that we put up.
Yeah.
So a lot of people want to hear that episode.
Well, we're going to have Scott in again sometime later, hopefully sooner.
Good.
In the near future.
Good.
Scott said he'd definitely want to come in and do a follow-up and talk a little bit more about this car and maybe what the future holds. So we've kind of covered a lot in the past 20 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We had a lot of fun doing it, that's for sure. And I want to definitely keep doing this. This is a good time.
This is a real good time.
I wonder if anybody's noticed the weird endings that I add to the end of it. I usually add something kind of...
I've been getting goofier along the weeks.
Well, now I'm like under pressure to come up with something that's relatively noteworthy. So if you don't know what we're talking about, download any of the previous podcasts. and just get right to the end of it.
Right after the ending music.
There's always some sort of little snippet that's obscure and has nothing to do with anything, but it's fun just to throw in there.
I think only a few people figured out what last week's was.
Yeah, it's just one of those things to put in there, so you'll listen. You listen, you'll hear it. Hey, I want to tell you about something that I saw the other day.
Oh, boy.
You know, we talked about the bumper nuts thing before.
Yeah.
We mentioned, you know, what weird things have you seen on cars. Well, I got one that kind of is in that realm, but it's kind of not what we expected. It's not what was on the car. It's what the car was doing.
Okay.
I was pulling up to a stoplight right behind a car, and I was making a left-hand turn, and I heard this tire screeching sound. And I'm like, where the hell is that coming from? Because I couldn't pinpoint it. And the light turns green, and the car in front of me moves, and it's kind of moving kind of slow. And the noise, you know, of screeching tires was just overwhelming. This pile of crap car in front of me, the driver's side rear wheel had apparently locked up, and the guy was trying to drive on it while it was dragging the ass of the tire down the street, and the smoke was rolling off it, and the guy was some old dude, you know, was an old.
Did he know this was happening, or he just didn't care?
Well, you can never tell when you get somebody that's really old behind the wheel if they're completely oblivious to it, or if he didn't give a damn, or
drunk,
or what. But he was doing like 9 miles an hour and just argh, down the road, and you know, it was just funny as hell, and it smelled terrible, you know, burning rubber. But
lovely.
So it was just funny, man. I couldn't stop cracking up about it. I tried to get my camera phone ready, but it was by then I was already past it, and I didn't feel like getting next to it because it was loud and annoying as hell. So funny stuff, man. It's amazing what people not only do to cars, but how they treat them, apparently. But
yeah,
I got some reader mail.
All right.
Yeah.
Who's this one from?
This is from Yosarian14 on the message board.
Oh yeah, we've gotten one from him before.
I think so. Yeah, he gave us kind of a three-parter, so I'm just going to read it and then answer him accordingly.
Sure.
Number one is, do you guys think that there will be or should be a Firebird along with a Camaro? Because Lutz has said there will not be a Firebird, but that was a long time ago, and people still think it's very possible. Well, should there be? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be great, because I know that there's, you know, we of all people know there's a lot of diehard Pontiac guys out there that are kind of feeling out in the cold regarding this whole, you know, whole Firebird thing. Will there be?
I don't think so.
I don't either. I really don't. It's a sad thing to say.
Personally, I think the GTO is going to take the place of the Firebird.
Yeah, or be an alternative to the Camaro
right.
for the Firebird fans.
Right.
It's kind of rough, and I know that you Pontiac guys are kind of pissed about that, and who could blame you? But you know, hopefully Pontiac will have cool things coming along that'll suit you guys as well.
Yep.
So, you know, best of luck to everybody on that one. Number two is, if you had to pick one thing about the new concept that just doesn't sit right with you, what would it be?
Doesn't sit right with me.
First, I can tell you right now.
What?
That I can't buy it now, today.
Oh.
But as far as physically?
Yeah. There's nothing really that really bugs me.
The big complaint
is the grill.
Some people
talk about the grill. I like it.
You get it?
I really like it. And when I got those close-up pictures with my camera of the gold bow tie that's on the front, I thought that was really sharp. I really like that.
You think so?
I really like that, especially on the silver car.
I think that's the first thing I'd replace is the bow tie.
No, not me.
You know,
I'd leave it stock.
Get some vinyl from Brent Franker and cover that thing up. But
no leg room in the back seat.
Well, yeah, but that's only on the.
But
concept.
I think that's just the way the seat was adjusted for Lutz to drive it in, because
right.
the back seat was like resting against, or the his driver's seat
right.
was resting against the back seat.
Yeah, I actually asked Scott about that, and he said it's because the seats are all the way back, so when they open the doors, everybody can see the whole interior
right.
without the seats getting
that's
in the way.
That's what I kind of figured.
But I asked Scott about that, and he says there's going to be just fine leg room, better than the fourth gen, should they make it.
Oh, good deal.
You know, the people bitch about the grill. And that is, you either like it or hate it, I think. But as I said in one of the previous podcasts, you got to see the car in person, and you'll see the car differently for sure. Getting back to the questions here, number three. When the new Camaro comes into production, do you think that there will be a startup of new Camaro sites, such as Camaro.com, which for the past 3 years has been shut down? Do you guys associate with people from other Camaro sites, such as ThirdGen.org and CamaroLegends.com?
Yeah, absolutely.
We always have.
Yeah, we always have.
Yeah, we've never really played the juvenile game of, you know, that site sucks because ours rules and all that. We've always been pretty supportive of other sites. And
absolutely.
And hope that we get that in return. And I think I've never been really
disappointed.
I
know, personally,
in that.
I've helped a lot of sites out getting started, especially building their message boards and stuff like that. So we've got great relationships with everybody. In fact, when we were here in Detroit for the unveiling of the Camaro. There was a bunch of people in town, and we had some great conversations with the guys over at Z28.com.
Yeah, those are good guys, too.
Yeah.
Definitely good guys. And yeah, we have a pretty healthy relationship with all the sites out there. We're very supportive because we realize that not one site can satisfy everybody's informational needs.
Right.
You know, if they can't find it in one spot, they head to another, and that's what makes it great. So, we'll continue to do that.
Yeah.
So, speaking of other sites, we got a guest.
That's right.
We got Steve Miller.
Yep, he's a joker, he's a smoker, he's a midnight toker.
What's happening, guys?
Well, not that Steve Miller, but Steve runs CamaroV6.com and FirebirdV6.com. And he's kind of sitting in, and we're going to talk a little bit about his site. And tell everybody about your site if they haven't been to it yet.
If you haven't been there yet, it's basically a one-stop shopping spot for anything V6 related to third-gen, fourth-gen V6 Firebirds or Camaros. Doesn't matter what motor you've got. It doesn't faze us a bit. The only thing that we probably haven't, you know, shown a lot of love for is transplants. You know, different V6s inside there. We like what comes in the car.
So you're pretty dedicated to the V6 scene.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a lot of, we have a few members, you know, a couple of moderators and regular members that have actually gone head-to-head with your V8 guys, and they've given them a good run for their money.
What's the fastest V6 F-body that's on your site?
Right now, I think we've got guys that are dipping well into the 11s.
Nice.
I mean, we've got one of our moderators is running dual power adders. So power adders is just one of those things that we have to have.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't do it naturally like a V8, but, you know, nitrous is nitrous, supercharger.
Right.
You get a turbo, enjoy
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Look at the Grand National.
Yeah, oh man. That thing's still just going as strong as ever for being an old car. So,
how long have you been doing the site, Steve?
Well, I think I came to you guys probably about almost 4 years ago and asked for your blessing. You know, once because there wasn't a whole lot of room for it, you know, at Camaro Z28, we had the one forum with you guys.
Yeah, we got the V6 section.
Yep.
And we saw a need, a few of us saw a big need for more detail-oriented V6 stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I came to you guys personally and wanted to get your blessing before we got that off the ground.
Because we are the Camaro Online Authority.
Yeah.
Well, we've been friends for a while, and I didn't want to step on toes and upset anybody, and definitely wanted that blessing to say, hey, yes, we can help you, and we can support you, and... You know, everything else that goes with it.
Yeah.
And 4 years later, you're doing just fine.
Years later, we're taking out a crazy amount of traffic. We still have quite a few members that just, you know, can't stop, hit it multiple times a day, and, you know, we keep growing leaps and bounds each day.
That's good to hear.
Excellent.
Very good. And I'm sure you're looking forward to the future with the V6 fifth-gen Camaro, should it be built.
I think that the fifth-gen should play a good role for us coming back. And, you know, from what... I've read on the blogs and everywhere else. I think it'll be another good run for the money for the V8 guys. You know, it may not be the new 5th gen V8 guys, but at least it'll be a run for the Camaro and Firebird V8 guys.
You're saying the 5th gen V6 guys is going to, you expect it to be able to hold its own against the 4th gen V8 guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. I think it'll
that's a fair
cool.
statement to say.
That's cool.
That's very hopeful because that just means that the 5th gen V8 guys will be whipping the shit out of everybody.
I don't know. You got to remember, we still have nitrous and turbochargers and superchargers. So
Yeah, so do we. So
I think there'll be an added base to that. And once it comes out, I think the kids will love it. You know, just as much as the V8 guys do. We just, you know, a lot of my membership is younger. You know, either coming out of high school or parents bought them the car or hand-me-down car from the parents.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do with it. They just put their money and time and love into it and have fun with it.
That's excellent. What it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Can you see yourself buying a new 5th-gen V6 car?
Absolutely.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely. That car just brings back a lot of good memories of the 60s style, which I've always had love for the first gen. But, mm-hmm. you know, finding one in Michigan's a little hard to do. So, you know, I could do that. I could definitely see a V6 in my future.
Well, more power to you.
Yeah.
So why'd you settle on V6? Why, what is the draw to that for you and for the rest of your members? I mean, what the benefit? You know, they got a choice between a V6 and V8. Why do they choose a V6?
Well, originally, I think it comes more down to, you know, economics first and foremost, and, you know, I think the biggest thing is insurance for the younger members.
Yeah, that's easy to see.
I mean, insurance companies are not the nicest ones, but we have to deal with it. But secondly, it's a challenge for a lot of us. To make it go faster, even at the M events that we've attended with you guys, we've seen four cylinder Saturns getting out there, breaking down 11s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
out of a four cylinder. That was a female driver that she could run.
Yeah, she went well into the eliminations too.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, it's good like that. I mean, you got to have.
So it's the affordability, the challenge.
Yes, the challenge I think is the big passion for membership.
Well, it's a tough mountain to climb, but like you said, it's been done. You know, mm-hmm. going into the 11s on a V6.
Yep. And when the members are done, they upgrade to a V8 and they come back and see you guys.
Yeah.
You know, they come back to an LT1 or an LS1, and they come back and do that.
See, the system works.
Yeah.
It does. It's a good system too.
Well, good deal. Good deal. Camaro V6 and Firebird V6.
Yep.
Either .com would get you to the same site.
Yep.
Well, just about everybody who has a V8 car knows somebody who's got a V6 car.
Yeah. Little brother, little sister.
Yeah, I started cousins. Out with a V6 car.
Yep, that's right. That's right. So if you know anybody that could use some cool V6 information, tell them to head over to CamaroV6.com, and Steve and his team will definitely take care of you.
Yeah. What's your handle on the board, Steve?
TLV6.
TLV6.
Yep. Still exists over on Camaro Z28, and you still see me over there at times.
Yep. Good deal. Well, good luck to you, man. Keep up the great work.
Well, guys, I think you're having me in here. Thanks for coming in. Interesting to watch you guys do this podcast.
It's all in good fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We make it look easy.
You guys make it look like you're having too much fun at times.
what's wrong with that?
Nothing.
There you go.
You can have fun while doing it and enjoy it. You keep going.
That's right.
You betcha.
So. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up.
Yep.
Okay, great deal.
Just want to remind everybody to subscribe to our podcast through iTunes, Yahoo. We've got them listed all in the thread of the forum. If you like the podcast, tell a friend. Tell them to subscribe, you know. We've also got a call number if you want to leave us messages.
Tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, we can put it right in the podcast and answer it. That number is 586-486-3182. Or you can email us.
Yep, just like Yosarian14 just did.
Yep, and send them to webmasters@CamaroZ28.com.
Put podcast in the subject so we know what you're talking about, because we get a lot of mail, and we'll be happy to read it on in a future podcast.
That's right.
So thanks for listening.
Thanks a lot.
Later on.
Bye.
Eat it, Dodge Boys.